No, because Israel's controlling our government. So no, the answer is no. Trump is powerless against him. We haven't had, I don't think we've been a sovereign nation since they shot JFK. And when I say they, it's like people online say, what do you mean by they? I'm talking about Israel. I don't want you guys to like, you know, read in between. I'm talking about Israel. So like, let's stop making that a taboo subject because they've gone mask down. Everything they're doing is demonic. I want nothing to do with it. I will never support Israel into the future after what they've done to these children. The starvation campaign. I don't care. Like, please write your article. You've already written them all. I don't know what you could add right about me, but I do not support Israel. And I don't think that Jewish Americans should support Israel. And I hope that they're now having those conversations. I see many of them recognizing that they have been propagandized into believing they have to support this demonic state. And that's in large part thanks to their birthright trip.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hey friends, family in Christ, welcome to Worldview Matters. I'm sure we got your attention by opening with that clip. That was, of course, Candace Owens, former Protestant. We're not sure exactly how rooted and established she was in God's Word. We'll debate that today. We'll talk about that with Dr. Jake Jacobs. Now, she said Israel is a demonic state. She talked about a birthright trip. She also said they have a starvation campaign going. Didn't we refute that a couple podcasts ago? We're going to talk about that with the host of Freedom Project's One Nation in studio with me. Praise God. It's Dr. Jake Jacobs. Brother, welcome. Thanks.
Shalom, shalom, David.
Yeah, it's so good to have you in studio. And
yeah, and I love the new studio. Yeah,
isn't it amazing?
This is beautiful. Yeah.
It is amazing. We prayed before we started that we would glorify God and do it justice. So let's start right off. We played a very provocative clip. Most of us know who Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens are, and we've been very disappointed in their, I guess, brand of Christianity. I'm not sure if they had a true biblical worldview. Tucker is Episcopalian, and that denomination has gone off the rails decades ago out of the inerrancy of Scripture. I don't know if they believed that, but they don't, and some of the other issues. And then Candace now, she left the Christian church, and she's no longer a Bible-believing Christian. So let's start there before we get into some of the things she said, Jake. Just their religion or their maybe understanding or lack thereof of the Bible?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because both Candace and Tucker have had profound influence in the world of social media.
Huge
social media influencers. I mean, to the tune of millions and millions of people. Mm-hmm. I've watched Candace on she worked for PragerU, Dennis Prager.
Goodness, that's right.
She worked for Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. She's worked with Charlie Kirk. I mean, she has worked with a number of conservative Christians or conservative Jews, Orthodox Jews, for a number of years and was very popular.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, something happened within her own worldview.
Okay.
Now, I know she rejected Protestantism. She even calls it satanic because she's influenced by some other people who believe that. And she's converted to a real ultra-Orthodox Catholicism, which believes in the Latin Mass and are kind of pre-Vatican II types. And I'm not saying that's necessarily the only reason she's gone in this direction, because we can talk about that a little bit later. But something has happened to her where everything becomes they, the Jews, Israel.
That's demonic.
That's exactly what is going on here, and she needs our prayers.
Yes.
She needs to be pulled out of that muck and mire of that vicious, I don't like to use the word anti-Semitic, that vicious world of Jew hate, Judenhass. And unfortunately, people like Tucker Carlson, who I know, and you probably have, for years I would watch him, and he would speak light into the darkness of
he would expose darkness.
Big government corruption, and he was doing a great job for many years, and then all of a sudden he went off the rails. And now more so than ever before, where he seems to be obsessed with Israel and the Jewish people. And by the way, I have to say this real quick.
Okay.
When they use the word Israel, It's actually a cold way of them actually saying the Jews when they say, what do I mean by they? You notice she said they. Yep. She said Israel. If you look in the text, the biblical text, Israel are the Jewish people. Yep. It's not just Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. It's Am Yisrael, the people of Israel, i.e. the Jewish people. As Jesus says, salvation is of the Jews. This is profound stuff going on here.
And Jesus was Jewish, wasn't he?
Oh,
okay, so Jake, all right, Jake, so far I'm going to open up a can of worms because I only disagree with four words that you've said so far.
Okay.
And you said them both about Candace Owens and about Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
About their worldview. You said all of a sudden. Here's what I want to find out here. So let's start with Tucker Carlson. He's been Episcopal. We don't know. He's really never talked about scriptural, like Bible prophecy or biblical concepts in depth. Yes, he has exposed darkness. He's spoken out against big government, against COVID, and some of the not just craziness that has gone on, but he's never really gotten into theology. So we don't know. All of a sudden, maybe it's his time to come out. Maybe he had some influences in his life that have caused him to give a platform to some of the people he has recently. And we're going to talk about one. George Stephanopoulos, is it sister, mother?
His sister.
And George Stephanopoulos, the political hack, the Democrat socialist that masqueraded as a journalist for years and got away with it.
He's the man who helped get Bill Clinton elected.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's Tucker's worldview. And then there's Candace Owens. Think about this. She was with Dennis Prager, PragerU, Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, and Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. So it wasn't all of a sudden. Give me more insight into how this could have happened. I know her husband probably had something to do with it, but this had to take years, no? For her to turn on true biblical Christianity and start spotting off things like the Jews are demonic.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on in her soul.
Yeah, well, neither do I.
I really don't know, but this much I do know. When she starts to get into this world of the Jews killed Kennedy, that was mentioned in the clip.
Unbelievable.
So she would say more specifically, if we had more time, the Mossad. Well, the Mossad are Israeli, it's the Israeli CIA. So she would say the Jews. The Jews are behind the French Revolution, the anti-Christian French Revolution. The Jews are behind the Russian Revolution. The Jews are behind Marxism. The Jews are behind Freudian psychology. The Jews are behind pornography.
Yeah, they own the media.
The Jews are controlling Hollywood. Okay, demographically, you do have some Jews involved in this, some Jews involved in that, but now it becomes this enlarged, all-inclusive, the Jews in totality are guilty of all the aforementioned things I said. So where that comes from within her worldview, her Weltanschauung, some of this, didn't want to talk about him now, but it does come from his pseudo-historian by the name of E. Michael Jones, who is a Holocaust denier. Mm-hmm. And she's had him on her podcast.
Yeah.
And he's written a number of books. In fact, we have titles of the books here, right here, The Holocaust Narrative. And it's an outdoor theater where people are watching movies, and in essence, he says, don't you know that Billy Wilder, the famous Hollywood director, one of the great movie makers, nominated for and winning all kinds of Oscars back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, well, don't you know, he's Jewish. And therefore, don't you know, the Jews took over Hollywood so they could create this nefarious narrative that 6 million Jews were killed during World War II, which he would say is a lie and not true.
But you can't deny that. There's video evidence. There's photographic evidence. There's all kinds of evidence with stuff left over, piles of shoes and all these different things, and the Nuremberg trials and all these. You cannot deny that the Holocaust took place. So what I think they're saying is it was minorities and maybe like blacks and Jews and the unfit or whatever.
Yes.
But that's not true. It was that they were after the Jewish race.
Yeah, there was public. I mean, this historically. I mean, I taught at a local university for 20 years a class called European Holocaust, and the textbook I use was called The War Against the Jews, you know, by Lucy Davidovich, and the preponderance of historical evidence that in that psychotic world of Adolf Hitler, he believed God had chosen him. He goes back to 1919 when he was 30. He goes, like Jesus was 30, I was called by God Almighty at the age of 30 years old, and God told me that I'm going to get the power to kill Das Juden, the Jews. And throughout his whole life, you could see this manifestation of profound Jew hate. And so when he got the power in 1933, you can see unfolding in history the boycotting of Jewish businesses, the Nuremberg laws where Jews could not marry Germans, Jews couldn't be lawyers, Jews couldn't be doctors, Jews couldn't be teaching at the universities. And it's interesting that within the German universities, all this Jew hate was flooding throughout German society. So the bottom line point, if I've been to Yad Vashem, I've been to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., my graduate degree is in this, I have had many Holocaust survivors with tattoos on their arms who have seen Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, the horrible butchery that he did. And Candace Owens actually would say that is not true, that Dr. Mengele did not do those crazy things, because she was taught this by this E. Michael Jones, this pseudo-historian. So the point is that somewhere along the way, and I don't know if she's doing it for monetary reasons, because when she left PragerU and then she left, you know, eventually she was fired by Ben Shapiro because of all this Jew hate that was coming out of her. She said, I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to do my own podcasting. And all of a sudden she came out as this hardcore, winged out, conspiratorial, the Jews.
Okay, what about her husband?
Well, he is a brilliant graduate of Oxford University. He was a former, I think, Anglican, if I'm wrong, forgive me, but he's from England. I think they got married in London. He converted to Catholicism because he says Protestantism, you know, was too discombobulated, and Catholicism gave us the truth going back to the first Pope Peter, et cetera, et cetera. And he is a very staunch Orthodox Catholic, pre-Vatican II Catholic, Latin Mass Catholic, and Candace has followed suit.
Okay, so there's a big influence. How long has she been married them?
Him? I'm going to say about 5 years.
Okay,
about 4 or 5 years.
That's maybe around the time that she started developing this different worldview?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to come back to E. Michael Jones, because we need to refute some of his garbage, and it is garbage, it is lies, and we're calling it satanic. We're calling it demonic because it comes against the true biblical narrative and the scriptures that we believe are God's word, that are inspired, God-breathed. So before we do that, let's talk about Tucker Carlson recently allowing, what's her name? It's a sister, it's a nun.
Sister Agape, I think her name that she's taken is from the Greek word for love.
Okay.
Well, she's I always want to say Snuffleupagus, but
I say Snuffleupagus. But
I think her name is Sister Agapia. It's the root for the word love in Greek.
Okay, so you can't really see in that picture there with the article, she does have her nun outfit.
Yeah.
For all practical purposes, we're going to talk about some of this. Just in your mind, friends, just put her in street clothes. Put her in street clothes, something that someone from Antifa would wear maybe, because I don't want to say too much here, but I would not think that what we're about to share with you is representative of a majority of Catholic nuns around the world. Oh, I would think that it's not.
Absolutely not. Yeah. When I was raised as a Catholic, Patrick Joseph, my confirmation name was Dominic. Remember the movie Singing Nun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I chose the name Dominique or Dominic, and my friends laughed at me at the Catholic confirmation because it was like, you know, everybody picks Matthew, Mark, or John. I picked Dominic because, you know, never asking for a reward. He just talks about the Lord. So I had a strong Catholic influence, but the nuns that I was around, there was incredible love for Jesus Christ. There really was. And I don't want to get into the minutiae of Catholic doctrine, things related, but I saw a lot of love of the Lord there. In this particular case, you have to imagine this sister, Agapia, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right.
Doesn't matter.
You could look at her having the rainbow flag wrapped around her, or a kafia mixed with a rainbow
flag.
That
makes more sense based on what she was sharing.
Absolutely.
In this.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when we talk about Tucker Carlson interviewing here, out of all the people he ends up interviewing, he interviews somebody who theoretically is supposed to represent Jesus Christ and represent the second most important commandment, loving thy neighbor as thyself. And she comes out supporting Hamas.
Jeez.
Think of it. The mass Nazi murderers, Hamas, this organization whose covenant calls for the extermination, the annihilation of Israel. And there she was as an apologist for Hamas and for militant Islam. I mean, she was more defensive of Islam and the Muslims. It was just blowing me away.
Yeah.
It's why I'm suspect about Tucker Carlson's Episcopalian roots. Look, George Washington had Episcopalian roots, but Episcopalianism of the 1700s was more biblical,
absolutely.
Was more sola scriptura.
Yes.
They broke away from the Catholic Church because of what they saw, the abuse and the misinterpretation of scriptures. So my point is, he appears to be a very modern, postmodern Episcopalian who's all over the place when it comes to his faith.
Yeah. So before we go on, obviously, you guys know the program. We've been talking about different issues around the world, including world religions. We do not subscribe to the catechism and the popes being the leader of the church. That's just, we don't believe that's biblical. We talk about that another time, but that's, we need to talk about people that represent any church that have such a big platform. Why are we talking about this? Because Tucker Carlson continues to provide platforms for people who demonize either the true biblical worldview or, in this case, Israel. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. There's so many false claims in this interview, and we'll try to get to E. Michael Jones. So we're going to do both in just a minute on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Okay, Dr. Jake Jacobs, this nun, Stephanopoulos, made numerous false claims and suggestions. She provided no evidence. And Tucker, again, some of it falls on him for giving her a platform. She misrepresented realities on the ground in the Middle East. She praised organizations and individuals who have promoted anti-Jewish ideas, promoted organizations with anti-Israel bias, and propagated questionable supersessionist biblical interpretations. Is that the same as replacement theology?
The same thing. Same thing. Yes.
So let's start with the Canaanite descendants. She was talking about... she falsely suggested that the Palestinian claim of being indigenous to the land is greater than that of the Jews.
Absolute nonsense, historical idiocy, not even close to the truth.
Wouldn't Tucker Carlson know that?
Well, Tucker should know that, but he very conveniently, if he doesn't, okay, shame on him, but he'll give his silly little laugh in the midst of all this and not really deal with the authentic history, biblical history.
Yep.
As you know, in Jesus' day, it was not called Palestine. Look in the book of Matthew. It's called Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Mm-hmm. Jesus even said, when you go through all the cities of Israel, he doesn't say all the cities of Palestine.
Right.
In Jesus' day, it was called Israel. And the point with all of this is this sister, she's living in Judea Samaria, the West Bank. She has really bought hook, line, and sinker the Palestinian propaganda, the Palestinian lie. Remember, when the Palestinian Authority went into that area, they destroyed a lot of the Jewish, Judaic, Judaism artifacts.
Yep.
And so when they went into Gaza, 2005, and I warned my Israeli friends, I said, be very careful, because Hamas is going to use this as a launching pad in their attempt to annihilate the Jews. And they went in and they destroyed synagogues. They destroyed anytime they find Jewish artifacts from antiquity. Yeah. They destroy it
because it's history.
Because it's that which That's authenticates the roots of Christianity, the mother of Christianity, which is Judaism.
Yep.
Even Pope John Paul II, in his spiritual pilgrimage, text on Jews and Judaism, he went to the Holy Land. He talked. He said, "Please forgive us, Israel, for a lot of the Jew hate that was in Catholic history." And he embraced. The Jews, and then said, we need to live up to loving thy neighbor as thyself, to quote the Torah, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18,
wow.
second most important commandment.
So he would disagree with Candace Owens and E. Michael Jones,
absolutely.
Right? And this was Pope John Paul?
This is Pope John Paul II, who I happened to see on Easter Sunday, 1980. He's a hero of mine. Hmm. He worked with Maggie Thatcher, Ronald Reagan against the atheistic Soviet Union. He experienced World War II. In fact, the hometown that he lived in, 25% of the people in his hometown were Jewish. He had a lot of Jewish friends. Mm. He understood the show of the Holocaust, and he understood how, in some cases, Catholics, Protestants, Lutherans, and others would use their faith in a twisted way to actually disseminate Jew hate. And he was against Jew hate.
Okay, Jake, we've got to speed it up a little bit here. I'm just going to give you a couple of the bullet points that this nun spouted off on Tucker Carlson's show, a podcast, and you can grab whatever you want. She falsely identified Palestinians as the first Christians. She refers to biblical Palestine in the interview, and she said America's war in Iraq was caused by Israel, and Israel holds water back as a weapon to cruelly target Palestinians. By the way, Candace Owens also said she was talking about the starvation campaign that they were doing, that Israel was doing now. So the nun and Candace Owens are on the same page here. Go ahead.
All right. The Palestinian issue, historically not true. Anybody who understands the history of Israel, biblical Israel, understands that that is just, that's a mythology that's been created by the Palestinian propagandists. Remember, even the whole Palestinian movement, the Palestinian identity, Yasser Arafat, born in Egypt, dies in France as a multi-billionaire. I'm not making, the Hamas leaders, they're living in Qatar and UAE. Yeah. They're literally millionaires.
Yeah.
Yasser Arafat worked with the Soviet Union in 1960s to create this mythology of the so-called Palestinian state, Palestinian people. They have been victimized by the Muslim nations who in 1948 called for the extermination of Israel. Five Muslim nations went in saying it's time to wipe the Jews out and throw them into the Mediterranean. It backfired. And so many of her cases, you mentioned the one of the Palestinian things is to make Jesus a Palestinian. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Palestinian. This is an absurd notion.
Exactly.
Nowhere in history, nowhere in a biblical text is Jesus ever a Palestinian. Not once, nowhere in the text.
Yeah.
He's always a Jew.
So people that are pushing this obviously don't support the Bible and the biblical worldview. They're getting that from other places, other
Absolutely.
Talking points. Is there anything you want to wrap up with Stephanopoulos, or do you, because we need to go with 5 minutes left.
My key point with Tucker is he needs to be doing his homework more often. I'm wondering what's driving him to all of us. It's all Israel, 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 which is code for the Jews, the Jews, the Jews.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone as winged out as Candace Owens, but he's going in a direction that is, and he, think of how many young people he influences.
Yeah.
I have friends of mine who will watch him and say, oh my God, he's phenomenal. It's like, no, I've lost a lot of friends over this too, because I'm exposing what Tucker's been doing.
Well, we stand for the truth and the biblical worldview. We have to stand on that. We have to transition now in the last 5 minutes to E. Michael Jones.
Yeah.
He portrays Jews and Israel as interfering with and controlling American foreign policy. Let's start right there. So again, the Jews control everything, right?
Right. I mean, we're talking in totality. So APAC, the American-Israeli, what's PAC? PAC stand for? Political Action Committee.
Yeah.
That it's ultimately a Jewish conspiracy to control foreign policy, and we're going to get into World War III. Like Tucker was freaking out that, you know, thousands of Americans are going to die, and Iran's going to draw us into a war. Ignore the fact that Iran calls for death to America, death to Israel.
Yep.
They've been doing it since 1979 under Khomeini and
That's
now Khamenei.
That's a good point. It's not just Israel.
It's not.
You've heard one of their sayings. They come from for the Saturday people first and then the Sunday people. people, meaning they're going to get the Jews first and then the Christians. They're not leaving Christians
alone. And don't kid yourself, during World War II, when Hitler was his public enemy number one, were the Jews. Public enemy number two were the Christians, because they're the followers of Yeshua, the Jew, the Messiah, the King of Israel.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer got executed because he stood against
And many
them.
Good Catholic and Protestant Germans or Europeans actually gave their lives to protect Jews. Now, many didn't, but I mean, unfortunately, but many did.
So back to E. Michael Jones.
Yes. How about some of his books?
Go ahead.
We could show just a couple of his books.
Bring up a couple
so,
titles.
For example, we mentioned the Holocaust narrative. So, in essence, the Holocaust was created by, like when Eisenhower liberated the camps, and Eisenhower, he says, was a war criminal, and they made up all these lies. These so-called survivors of the Holocaust, this was all a fabrication so they could get sympathy to create the nation of Israel. So he says, Hollywood, the Jews in Hollywood did that. Well, he has another book called The Jewish... Do we have this here? The other book? Yeah. The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit.
Oh,
because
goodness.
Don't you know the Jews are behind the French Revolution, anti-Christian French Revolution, where they killed priests and nuns and the Roman Catholic hierarchy, etc. And the Jews are behind the communist Russian Revolution. The Jews are behind pornography. The Jews are behind almost any negative. The Jews are behind 9/11. Hamas didn't do 10/7. The Jews did 10/7. The Jews are behind anything negative in society. The Jews are behind it. And that man, E. Michael Jones, is a mentor of Candace Owens, who influences millions across the country.
That's the one of the big takeaways today, friends, is that Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, who are they being influenced by? Because it's not a true biblical, Bible-believing Christian or a reputable pastor.
Tucker Carlson had a so-called, he saw one of the best historians, most popular historians in America. His name was Daryl Cooper. Daryl Cooper is a charlatan. Daryl Cooper is not a credentialed, studied PhD historian, because when you do your history, it's a lot of work. He is a charlatan podcaster who says, in essence, Hitler killed Jews because they were criminals. Hitler didn't kill 6 million, and the bad guy in World War II was Winston Churchill. Seriously, and Tucker put him on. 34 million people watched that show, and millions of people went, oh my God, I didn't realize that.
So I think going back to one of the first things you said when we opened up this show, pray, friends, pray for Candace Owens, pray for Tucker Carlson. They are deceived. Candace Owens more than Tucker, but pray for them, for the believers to come along their path, to have influence in their lives toward the true scriptures and the biblical worldview, because right now they're in dangerous territory doing the work of the enemy, and it is demonic. Go ahead.
Couple of books I'd recommend. Thy Brother's Blood, The Roots of Christian Antisemitism by the Catholic scholar Malcolm Hay. Another absolutely brilliant book by Catholic scholar Father Flannery, The Anguish of the Jews. The Anguish of the Jews. And the one most recent by Robert Spencer. This book is absolutely brilliant, called Anti-Semitism, History and Myth. It's highly recommended by Dennis Prager of PragerU.
Excellent. Okay, so we're running out of time, but the article we were talking about with the nun and Tucker Carlson is over at Israel365.com. It's called Tucker Carlson Allows Orthodox Nun to Bear False Witness Against Israel. And then the E. Michael Jones War on the Jews, that article goes back to 2019, I believe.
Yes,
and
it
does. But you can find it's got a lot of his biblical beliefs and worldview there, which he influenced, apparently, Candace Owens and her husband. So much more to do. That's why we are going to do another program with Dr. Jake Jacobs. We'll probably see that next week. But thank you, guys. Jake, thank you for coming
in. Thank you, David.
God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.